just see John Lennon pushing drugs for a living, you know. But that's what they're holding me out on, technically.
How about you, Yoko? You're perfectly clear to come into the States yourself.
Yes,
you
but
not?
You see, we're a team.
Exactly.
And we're going to be doing together, you know.
Get somebody
and
to shut
so,
the door after you.
One of us getting clear is no good, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just we have to always work together.
Exactly.
It's like a John and Yoko label, you know.
John, could I ask you a couple of questions about the Beatles themselves?
Yeah.
There has been a bit of argument as to whether or not you people are going to perform live again. I recall about a month ago, you were saying yes, and Ringo was saying no.
Well, that's where it's at, you know, because Ringo and I were doing separate. I was doing the Amsterdam thing; he was making his film, and we had interviewed separately, not knowing the other was being interviewed. And I think I'd only talked to Paul about going out on the road again. We were saying, "Yeah, we'll try and sell the others on it," you know. And but the press got to Ringo first before me, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've got to convince Ringo it won't be that uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. There have to be discussions amongst the four of you first before you make a decision on
this. Democratic group, you know, we don't do anything
we're
that we don't.
Men, you know.
You know, I like Ringo and I pretty old here, and we've got to come to some decisions about it. Uh-huh. But I wouldn't force anything on Ringo and he wouldn't on me, so we'd take it as it comes. And we wouldn't have made Pepper if we'd been on tour, so whichever way it goes, I'm easy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You were saying, or at least you were quoted earlier on as saying, one of the reasons you wanted to go on tour is you're a little short.